It's Friday night. And I guess I'm feeling all right.
Oh, I didn't know it's turning into a
baby.
Song.
Baby. That's Prince.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was Saturday night, though.
Oh, it, song.
It
oh,
was.
It
was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right.
I didn't realize it was a Saturday night song.
Saturday night.
Damn.
Are there any Friday night songs?
Of course there are. You can't. This is like, don't on the spot me.
I'm just asking a question.
Paul's having a moment because I was motioning.
Adjusting my equipment. I was. If
I
you
told
know what
you.
I mean. I was.
Don't say that.
We have.
It was like a thing.
We have.
What did I say before we started? Don't touch.
You said don't bang, which I'm not doing.
Okay.
I'm sliding this.
I just said watch what you
can
touch.
Can you hear anything?
I don't know, but you're banging.
If I slide this, can you hear it?
Yes. I can hear it.
Well, I wanted it so that we could both have headphones, but you refused to grant me that basic human right.
Well, you gave me that piece of equipment from the garage that was supposed to have all those headphones in it.
Look, it came from, it was in that meteor that I found.
But there were missing cords. You needed more cords.
Right. Right.
Also, I can hear listeners, we have a dishwasher.
Look.
It's happening right now.
We're part of the 1%.
We are definitely part of the appliance percent.
The appliance percent?
Yes. Which is a privileged class.
The appliance percent.
It is. Anywho, we were listening to some Bill Withers right before we found out that we lost.
All right, people Withers. I know.
People Withers.
R.I.P. Bill Withers.
People Withers.
Look, People Withers. That's what happens in life. You're born, you
it's
live
like
for a while,
the
and then you withers.
It's the Lion King.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like
Bill,
the lion.
R.I.P. to Bill Withers. He got eaten by a lion.
It's the circle of withering. Well, you're probably wondering why this is coming at you a day later. We have some news.
We started doing it on Thursday, and so we figured that would be the weekly release. And then last night was just a bad day.
Oh, we were so tired.
We started recording. We weren't feeling it. And then we said, let's go to Friday.
So it's going to be Friday night.
It's
going to
be Friday. It'll be a week ending
thing. I guess
thing.
It makes it all right. That's a baby.
Here are some of the factors.
I'm going to listen to the podcast.
You were...
I was fried.
You were fried. I was
fried.
Not feeling well because I was hungover.
Oh, I forgot about that part. Y'all. Oh, my God.
Y'all.
Wait, that's a character that people don't know about.
That's right. That's
a Paul character.
That's an off-mic character.
That's a private character, but you can share.
I will share.
We were in Charleston a few years ago.
We were in Charleston.
I'm supposed to be in Charleston in a couple of days.
I know.
You think we should just drive there from Los Angeles?
Do I think that you should do that?
Also, I have an electric car. Is that going to be easy or hard? Also, there's a shelter in place order. Keep going. Yeah. Tell the story. We were in Charleston.
We were in Charleston, and I started doing this voice of like a guy who wants to be the sassy friend to a group of girls.
Yeah, how did he come about?
He doesn't. I don't remember.
It has nothing to do with the Piggly Wiggly.
The very first thing I said was, y'all, them girls going to get up in some trouble at the Publix tonight.
Oh, that's right. At the Publix.
Yes, Publix, which is a grocery chain in certain regions.
Can I drop a little trivia nugget?
Sure.
You might not even know this.
This is exciting.
My very first union acting job was a regional Publix commercial. I just graduated from college from the University of South Carolina. I'm undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina is a right to work state. I qualified for my SAG card. I didn't have to join because they are horrible anti-union people in the state. Mm-hmm. That got me my equity card 4 years later when I finished drama school and moved to New York City.
Well, doing a regional TV commercial helped get you your equity card.
Yes, because if you join one union, if you join one of the sister unions,
okay,
after a year, you qualify, you become eligible to join.
If people don't know, Equity is the actors, is the stage actors union.
Which you need to have if you move to New York and you want to audition for Equity Union stage jobs.
Yeah.
So continue with y'all.
So I just
them
started,
girls gonna get up into some trouble at the Publix tonight.
The idea was he didn't know how to be the sassy friend.
Oh, and he was like awkward. He was like trying to be like girlfriends.
And so I kept naming places where people were not gonna get up into some trouble. Yeah. And then it culminated.
There was a Piggly Wiggly in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's hear that one.
It's now. Just so everyone knows, I'll tell you ahead of time, it's going to be exactly the same, except I say
but that's
Wiggly.
What's good about it. That's
y'all,
why
y'all, them girls going to get up with some trouble at that Piggly Wiggly tonight.
Piggly Wiggly.
But then, so I've been doing it all week because it made Jenny laugh.
Oh, come on. It made the world laugh.
We only encountered
each other.
But the last night in town, we went out to dinner with your mom and your stepdad.
Yes.
And we turned down this tiny street.
In downtown Charleston. It was like a narrow little alley.
Yeah. And there was a car full of girls that got pulled over by a cop. And those girls did get up into some trouble.
And then instantly, without missing a beat, Paul went.
I can't remember the name of the street. What street was it? It was a little tiny street downtown.
I think we were on, we were going to Luca.
Yeah.
Was Bufane, maybe.
Let's use that one. That's okay. A good one. Y'all, them girls did get up in some trouble on Bufane Street tonight.
And I lost it. Maybe, I don't know if people are getting the humor because they weren't there.
Guess what?
Was
honey,
it I had to
we'll
be there?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Anyway, so we're listening to some Bill Withers. Mm-hmm. I just love him.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a fan. Yeah.
I'm a big Bill. And also, I can't believe I didn't know he was from West Virginia until today. Because this
wild.
Is what people don't know. I was born in West Virginia. And if you're from West Virginia, you are supposed to have encyclopedic knowledge of everyone who's ever been born and done something with themselves out of West Virginia.
West Virginia is one of those. It's one of those states where people have intense state pride.
Oh, my God.
And they love to point out people that are famous from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the double whammy is because your Lebanese part of the family is from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I now know a lot of celebrities. I know which
who are Lebanese.
Many celebrities are from West Virginia and are also Lebanese.
Well, like Soupy Sales.
Soupy Sales, I think, is from West Virginia, right?
But isn't he Lebanese?
No. I think I said that. And
Jamie Farr.
So, Jamie Farr for sure is Lebanese.
But also from West Virginia. Oh, wait. You're saying
know.
That the double whammy.
I don't know. I can't always know both.
That's true. Tony Shalhoub, Lebanese, not from West Virginia.
That's right.
I like to claim him because he's won acting awards, and
that's
I feel
right.
like it'll like rub off or something.
And he's great.
He's great.
He's great. Tony
I
great.
Love him.
We're a big Shalhoub household.
I love him so
absolutely.
Much. Yeah, so that was sad. Bill Withers, we did not lose to COVID, but he had a heart condition apparently.
Yeah, and he was, how old was he? He was in his
81
80s?
Or 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, five. Yeah. But still.
But a gift of music.
I'm raising my glass to you, Mr. Withers.
Let's toast Bill Withers.
Oh, so good.
I think the
dishwasher. Do you have a favorite Bill Withers? Wait, the dishwasher's too loud?
I think it's soothing.
Oh,
it's
like
the ocean surf.
Like appliance ASMR?
Well, if you don't fully
ASMR,
turn your attention. Oh, yeah. Let's do some ASMR.
Oh, I am so fascinated. Okay. Wait, I have something. I have a question.
Do soothing, talking, low talking.
I want to ask a question.
What's your question?
To listeners.
Or to listeners. I'll butt out then.
Okay, just shh, Paul, shh, shh. If I'm good at this, let me know because I want to make extra money on the side.
You laughed at the end. You're killing everyone's ASMR
okay,
boner.
Okay, sorry. I had to do a voiceover audition today.
Yes, which you did from home.
I'd like to, if anyone out there is casting Baby Shark and they come across my mama shark audition.
Are you allowed to say that there's going to be a Baby Shark
cartoon? I don't think so.
Did you sign an NDA?
No, no. But don't we all know there's going to be a Baby Shark cartoon? I mean, like there has to be.
I honestly feel like it's a little late, but.
Better late than never.
Absolutely. Now, you also, speaking of better late than never,
yeah.
You thought that audition was due today.
Oh, yeah, and it was due in a week, but I'm glad I got it. I just want to tell anyone receiving my Mama Shark audition.
This is an open letter to anyone receiving.
Dear anyone receiving Janie's Mama Shark audition, I would like to apologize for the end of it.
Was that the singing? Why are you shushing me?
Because I was trying to do like a Miranda July thing.
No,
it's like a Miranda July thing.
I don't understand.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You know what
I,
you know?
When no.
She was like, if you get to the end of this in that movie or whatever. Remember?
Me and you and everyone we know that
yeah,
one
yeah,
we saw
yeah,
together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, if you get to the end of this or whatever. All right, pretend you didn't hear the singing part. I'm still apologizing for it. You don't know what I sang. You'll never know unless you get to the end.
That's right.
And accept my apology for
That's
it.
Right. And accept what?
My apology for it. I'm not apologizing for my performance.
No, you shouldn't. I was not listening, but I overheard when the singing part happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was delightful, honey. I thought it was delightful. It brought a smile to my face.
Well, let's just say, like, if I ever get a singing part, that I'm going to be one. I have to be one of those actors that act it more than can sing it.
Like
whereas
Rex Harris.
You can sing.
True.
Or like, what's his name? Chim Chimmery.
Dick Van Dyke?
Yes. Or was he a singer? I thought he
no,
was sort of like an actor.
Yeah. He didn't,
did some
like
singing, but he sold it with his wonderful charisma and acting.
I think he carried a tune, but I don't think he's a singer.
Oh, okay.
But look, the guy, he's definitely a triple threat.
He's still alive, right?
He can. Yeah, he's still alive.
I've only heard nice things about him. I'm reading a Julie Andrews memoir mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. and apparently he's lovely.
That's very nice to hear.
Although she doesn't say a negative thing about, she's not a juice. She's no, like, there's no juicy.
So whoever's not in the book must be a prick.
Well, like, she'll say things like, oh, Christopher Plummer, you know, has a very serious demeanor. He had a serious
right.
demeanor or something like that. And you're like, oh, okay.
He was maybe a dick.
He was like a prick or something.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, oh, she's like one of these. She's like an eternally, you know, diplomatic
mm.
kind of, which is a good way to be. Because you have to be that
I
way in
agree.
Hollywood. But I want like dirt. You know what I'm saying?
When you read a book like that, yeah.
Yeah, like well, I want some.
Did you read that? Frank Langella book?
No, but I think I want to because I heard it was like pretty. Did you read it?
No, I just don't like the idea of it.
Oh, that he like dishes.
He dishes on people who are exclusively on people who are dead.
Yeah, I'm fine with
every,
that. I'm cool. That's cool.
It's this book where he writes. From what I understand, and I could be wrong, he tells stories about famous people that he's worked with. All the people that he talks about are dead, and mm-hmm. and he talks negatively about all of them.
That's what I'm going to do about my family when they die.
When they die?
It's going to be my mom memoir.
You're going to wait till everyone else is gone.
I was, except I already have a title for my memoir, and it won't apply.
Do I know this?
Oh, wait, maybe I came up with it a week ago.
Oh, have you told me this or no? This does not sound familiar.
I don't think I told you. Do you want to know?
I didn't think we were keeping things from each other, but.
All right. It's the title of my memoir is I Went Through Perry During the Trump Years.
Okay.
What? Pause that. I think it'll sell a lot of copies. Cynthia told me it would.
Are you saying she's based on the title?
Yes, she's a best-selling. I have a friend who's a best-selling novelist, and I told her the title, and she said instant bestseller. She was like instant bestseller.
Our friend Cynthia Dupree Sweeney, who wrote a book called The Nest, a great novel.
She has a new one coming out soon. I can't wait.
It's very exciting.
It's great. You should check it out.
Now, I feel like that you also need to have a subtitle. Here's what a friend of mine.
I got it.
Yeah.
I went through Perry during the Trump years and I didn't murder anybody.
Here's.
No?
No.
And all I got was this lousy memoir?
Here's the thing. No. That's not a subtitle. That's just, you're just continuing the phrase.
I went through Perry during the Trump years and lived to tell
Wait. It's not an and situation. Here, let me tell you.
A Bible on.
Do you want to know
yes,
or not?
Yes, fine. Tell me.
So someone that we know that wrote a book.
Okay.
That has an incredibly long subtitle told me that's what you have to do now. If you're not an established author who's writing a novel or a serious memoir, if it's like a humorous book, which I don't know. I don't know which way you're going to go with this.
Humorous.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You have your title.
Okay.
Then you have a crazily long subtitle that's a different phrase. The idea is that it's describing the book.
Like a perilously long, slightly amusing manual for how to get through
a crisis. If you can have the word guide in there, then you're gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Publishers. If you're listening, that's my pitch. I got nothing. I have no pages yet, but this is where I'm going with it.
Okay. So title, I went through Perry during the Trump years.
Yeah.
What's that subtitle?
A slightly humorous, overly long guide on how not to commit homicide during the worst time of your life.
Okay. I would say
something like that.
Something like that. I don't know if I put overly long in the subtitle.
Overly wordy?
I don't think that's...
I'm a wordy writer.
Yeah, but I...
okay.
I don't think anyone wants to pick it up if it's got overly as a descriptor in anything.
A not pithy guide.
Why are you focused on the length?
I'm a flowery writer, and I feel like that needs to be conveyed.
If they're buying a physical book, they'll be able to see from the size of it.
Nobody buys physical books anymore. I haven't owned a physical book since 2006.
They're still out there, babe. What about Hudson News?
Oh, that's where I go to look for titles I want to download from the Libby app onto my kid.
I do that too.
I mean, purchase. I buy, but I'm going to buy something soon.
Wait, what app is this? Is there some free books app?
Yeah, it's called The Library. Heard of it?
Oh, I've heard of The Library. I don't know why you're being this way with me.
The app is called Libby because I'm half into my evening water.
That's right.
Which people really liked, which is funny because what we really call it is weekend water.
That was coined by Janie's mom.
Yeah, she's like, hand me my weekend. But
because
we were doing it on
one of her grandsons was going to drink from a glass that she had.
She's like,
she said,
that's grandma.
That's grandma's weekend water.
But we were recording on a Thursday, so I had to call it evening water. And frankly, in the time of cholera, drinks in the time of cholera,
yeah,
evening water is more appropriate.
It sounds elegant to me.
Well, okay, so where I was going with this is I have a library card. That's just who I am. And so you can get the books on Libby app. What I was going to tell you is that the LA County. I don't know if you have your library card up to date.
Do you know what? It's not, and I should get it up to date.
Because guess what? You can do it digitally now. Mm-hmm. They sent a newsletter that said they have now opened library card applications to digital.
That's
now
great.
And that you can have full access to their digital. That's the LA County Library. I don't know if other libraries are doing that mm-hmm. in other cities, but it would be worth checking out if people are stuck at home and they don't have a library card. It's a great way to get books on your Kindle or just... you can also rent movies on Canopy.
Yeah, and then Canopy, yeah.
We had a nice listener tell me also, because I didn't have Hoopla, and that's where you can find the miniseries.
Oh, okay. Is that an app?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's the more like TV library collection.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We're going to get knee deep in that Hoopla.
I want to get so deep in that Hoopla. Am I good at this?
The library was my... Are you doing it? Because I don't have headphones.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm the sound engineer. I'm the producer. I'm the publicist. I'm the sound. Although you're pretty good at the social media. Thank you for that.
I think so. I think I'm pretty good at it. The library. What are you laughing at?
I just like this dynamic. All right, tell me about the library.
The library was my friend when I first moved to Los Angeles.
Sure.
Because I was flat broke. I had no TV, no radio, nothing.
Yeah.
And so I would walk to the library in Hollywood and check out a bunch of books.
Which branch? The one on the one near La Brea, where the rock and roll, like across. No, because that's a newer one.
No, it was not that one. It was the one, is it on Wilcox or Ivar? There's a branch around there
okay.
that I used to go to.
Well, now the libraries are closed. So many homeless people... Or having, because they would go and like be able to wash your hands and stuff. So
I know
if you're able to donate out there,
yeah,
please don't forget our homeless people, because it's been, I heard like a whole podcast about it. I like Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He has a daily podcast
mm-hmm.
and he's really like covering all the bases. He's really good, guys.
He told Chris Cuomo that he should stop working.
Well, you know what? He's a doctor. And you know what?
I know.
Also, like, if you're sick with coronavirus, yeah, take a few days off.
Wait, does Chris Cuomo have corona?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, he chipped a tooth. You didn't know?
He chipped a tooth?
He was shivering so hard in his fevers at night that he chipped a tooth.
Oh, I did. You know what's funny?
He tested positive for COVID.
I heard the story, and I think I...
You just thought he just chipped a tooth eating, like, a piece of popcorn or something?
No.
It was COVID.
No, I heard the story, COVID. But I think I pushed out of my mind the detail that it was Chris Cuomo. I think the idea that the idea of someone shivering so hard that they chipped a tooth
horrifying.
Was so dramatic, it pushed all the other details
it was
out of
terrible.
My mind. Yeah.
It's awful.
Even that, get Chris Cuomo.
Wait, so you just thought Dr. Gupta told him to quit working just for fun?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
You said,
Dr. I thought it was just for fun.
What was, so in your mind when you were remembering that, what was the context of him telling him to quit working?
I didn't know that there's a pandemic going on.
Yes, but he's an essential worker. Journalists are essential, are considered essential workers.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's totally true.
I guess I didn't think about it that much.
There's another CNN anchor who tested positive for COVID. Brooke Baldwin?
I don't know Brooke Baldwin.
I don't think I know her either. I'm not a big CNN person, even though I'm singing Dr. Gupta's praises. He's
your CNN hall pass. I get it.
Who's your CNN hall pass?
Do I have a CNN hall pass? There's some lady that I see sometimes, like when I would go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
During a certain hour, and there would be this lady who had blonde hair and like a tan, like a light tan to the point where she looked like a perfect piece of toast.
I think that's her that
you
got
that's
tested.
Brooke Baldwin?
I think so.
Let me look her up.
I don't know. Computer, does Brooke Baldwin look like a piece of toast?
Oh, okay. Why? Computer, shut up. Can I tell the story? I tweeted about this.
You did?
But when it happened. Yeah, I think it is Brooke Baldwin. She's the one.
Oh, I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay too. That perfect piece of toast, Brooke Baldwin. When we first got this dumb device that listens to us.
Which, by the way, we did not purchase. I don't even know where it came from in our lives.
It was a gift from some show that I worked on.
What?
I don't remember because we ended up getting a couple of them from different shows. It was like the hot gift.
That year.
And so we kept the one and it listens to everything we say. And
yeah, a couple of things that might land me in jail.
There was one...
I'm not kidding. Some people have gone to jail for the thing that I have said.
I understand. I don't know if that's admissible in court.
All right. Finish your story. Anyway,
so I like how you get mad at me. Finish your story as if you're not the one that's stopping me.
It was an aside. It wasn't a derail. There's a diff.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay.
Look. What's going on right
Here's
now?
Here's mud in your eye.
Well, okay. Now I know what's going on. But when we first got this thing and we were figuring out all the different, you know, features, commands and everything.
Yeah.
You gave it a command to play some song or something.
Okay.
And I immediately yelled, "Alexa, belay that order." And it stopped. And I was so excited because it's like a thing that happens on Star Trek The Next Generation a lot.
Oh, my God. What does that mean, belay?
It means stop.
What?
It means don't do that. Disregard that order.
Okay.
Yeah.
But ours isn't named Alexa anymore because Paul won't allow it.
No, I didn't like calling it Alexa. And then there was an option to call it computer, which I like. Although sometimes when people say the word computer on TV...
Oh, she didn't wake up.
Oh. It will cause it to wake up.
But then there was that commercial where they would say Alexa on TV and it would wake up.
That's true, too.
You know, you know what? You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
That's so many. That applies to so many situations.
I would listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Without headphones.
Okay.
And if somebody on the podcast was asking Alexa a question, it would then ask it. In our home.
Annoying.
It was kind of funny the first few times it happened because it would be happening the exact same way and the exact same answer.
right.
But then after a while it wasn't funny.
That's
anymore.
Like
But I also don't like to address it as a
person.
As if it's
a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a living thing. It's a computer.
Now she's awake. I see her. She just go to sleep. I don't think she helps much. I mean, I ask her lots of stuff.
You do talk to it a lot.
And
she's calling it her.
Oh, well, she's got a lady's voice, like a feminine voice.
It's true. But if I stole something from someone's home, you wouldn't say that it was mine. You would just say that I have it.
Oh, okay, fine. I don't understand what just happened.
Here's the thing.
I'm just pretending to understand.
When these things take over.
They're going to take over.
Well, let's not get it ahead of schedule. When these things take over.
I think I'm going to be spared because I've been nice.
You've been too nice to it. You're making it worse for me.
How? I don't get it.
You're playing like a good cop, bad cop.
What? I'm just being myself.
But you know how I am.
I know.
So you see what you're doing.
Wait, everyone does think I'm the nice one.
No, if they only knew.
But really, Paul's nicer than I am, to be honest.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think it's true.
No, I don't think that's true.
In our private conversations, I'm like a hard ass about people. And Paul will be like, oh no, people contain multitudes and blah, 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 like all this stuff. And I'm like... You just don't act like that. I mean, right?
I think it depends on the situation. There are certain people I'm absolutely on board with.
Oh, that's true. Liking. I guess now I'm thinking about some people
yeah.
that you're not into.
You know what it is? We discuss people's motivations, and that's where we differ sometimes.
I'm an actor.
Why did this person...
Because I'm a trained actor, classically.
Of course. We're constantly talking about
motivation. What's your motivation, darling?
So
well, I, I'm fascinated by people's motivations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fascinated.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Like, sometimes, like, it will, like, keep me up where I'm like, maybe it was because of this, or maybe it was because, like, I have to study every angle of what a motivation can be. And, like, sometimes it's just that people just can't fucking help themselves.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they came up in trauma, and I have trouble accepting that. Because, yeah. like, it's just hard to, I just want to unpeel. I just want to unpeel.
I know, but you can't, but that it is unpeeling, and you can't be at empathy immediately all the time. You know what I mean?
No.
Sometimes you have to go through the feeling of, I hate that this person said this to me or did this to me
this
or whatever.
This is what they wanted. This is what they were trying to achieve. This is what they, you know,
Yeah.
And then usually like 3 days later, I'm like, I just think that person can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fucking had an abusive this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they refused to go to therapy, like several people I know. Sorry. They might know who I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Go to therapy on your own time. Don't listen to me.
What?
Definitely go to therapy, though, at some point.
Therapy's great.
Therapy's great if you have a good therapist.
Yeah. I'm in a place now where I started, it's been a while since I had a great therapist that I saw for many years.
Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos.
That's how we would refer to her, as Dr. Melfi.
From The Sopranos.
Sopranos. Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos.
Tony Soprano.
Played by Lorraine Bracco.
I can hear that dishwasher going. It's doing the monster sound.
Now it's gurgling. Now it's gurgling.
Is that ASMR?
Probably for somebody. Do you like The Grudge?
All right, so talk about Dr. Melfi.
And she was terrific and really helped me a lot. And then I stopped going after many years. And then lately I was feeling like, I want to get back into that. I think it would really be helpful. I'm at a different place in my life, and, you know, that would be good. And so I'm sort of auditioning therapists right now.
Are you like the latest person?
I don't think so.
I think you need to give him another try.
Well, I think it's got to be once the quarantine's over. Because doing like Zoom or FaceTime sessions with somebody you've just met is really difficult. Like when my old therapist, when we were in New York for a year, I still did weekly therapy over the phone.
Oh, you were in therapy when we were in New York for a year?
What are you talking? What's this bit?
Was that hard to live with in New York that year? That year we went to New York? That was so stressful because of the financial crash?
You know what? You took it personal and you made it personal.
I mean, look.
But anyway.
You're not going to go therapist shopping.
It's not a great time to go therapy shopping.
Maybe it is. Maybe. Here's the thing. If you were to have a first session in a telesession and it was super good, then you would know.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that person in IRL.
Yeah.
But what if, I'm just going to posit a nightmare scenario.
Oh, please. By all means.
What if we're never, ever going to get to be interacting with people ever again?
That seems not just a nightmare scenario, which it absolutely is.
I feel like we're in a Ray Bradbury. I've said many times I feel like I'm living in a Ray Bradbury short story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little girl that, like, the sun comes out every 10 years. You know the story? You know the story?
Do you remember the Twilight Zone that's like that?
Did Ray Bradbury write it?
I don't think so.
No, but what happened? Because maybe I'm conflating.
In the story, it's really hot all the time because the earth is moving closer to the sun.
I can relate.
And then, and of course, everyone's miserable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, I'm sorry to spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the dream of someone who's in a fever, who's having a fever.
Oh.
Because the earth is moving away from the sun. So it's super cold.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it. Was it Chris Cuomo?
Wait a minute.
You're saying the earth was moving away from the sun and it was cold.
Yes.
But he was sick.
She, sexist.
She.
Women can have fevers.
She. She was sick with a fever.
Yeah, she was sick and she was a fever. And so the heat from the fever entered her dream. And so in
so
her
she
dream,
had a nightmare dream and then woke up to a different version of the nightmare dream.
I don't think we saw her wake up. I think we saw people waiting on her, taking care of her. And
okay.
Saying like, it's too bad we're moving so much further away from the sun. And it's in fact very cold. In classic Twilight Zone fashion.
Huh. Okay.
I wish I had a fever. Because then I'd be warm, and I'm not, because the earth has become cold.
That sounds like you're narrating like a Christmas special.
Thank you. I take it as a compliment.
No, though, the Ray Bradbury short story.
Christmas special ASMR. It was a frosty day at the North Pole, and Santa was in his workshop.
Oh, my God. Anyone casting a Christmas special... Paula's here and he's ready to go.
If you're casting a Christmas special, I'm here and I'm ready to go.
So the Ray Bradbury short story is such. Mm. Apparently in the, I'm going to mess this up.
Bring it, girlfriend.
But like, so the idea is the sun only comes out like every 10 years.
Dang.
Because they're like, living on this other planet or living on this other alternate reality or whatever has happened that it's just like night for 10 years. But every 10 years, the sun comes out and that's like an awesome day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That day.
Girl, this was an awesome day.
Rick Perry is running for president,
a million years
and
ago.
And he was on the pills.
Yeah, he's on back pills.
His back pain pills.
But we said that.
Isn't he like the energy fucking secretary or something?
Let's not talk about that. That's a bummer. But really we quoted that he was all high off his ass at some speech.
He was.
He's like, where's Sue Ellen Longmire? Where is she? Girl, this was an awesome day.
Yeah. And you know what? I liked him in that moment.
High as a fucking kite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, every 10 years it'd come out and that'd be like the day you might want to plan to go to the beach or whatever. And this girl in like the fifth grade was being bullied.
Oh, I hate to see it.
And they locked her in the fucking coat closet
for the Sunday,
and they like forgot about her, and then they all went out and enjoyed their sun, and then they came back in and there she was locked in the goddamn coat closet.
Was she dead?
No, she was alive, but she had to wait it 20 years to see. Look, I'm messing this up.
No. Whose point of view is the story told from? Do you remember? Is it told from the little girl's point of view or from the people?
I want to say it's like the teacher or something, but fuck. I could be wrong. I feel like I'm wrong because, listen, I think I'm wrong. Now I feel like I've invented a rave. Like, I don't think this is real.
It's a pretty good one.
I think I made it
up. No, this sounds real.
I think I made the whole thing up. Anyway, I feel like I'm living in that fake story I invented.
Listen, honey, if you did, we have to
maybe
mail
I should
this,
write it.
We have to mail this podcast to ourselves so no one can take it, and then you should write it up.
Someone's going to steal I went through Perry during the Trump years.
I'd be less worried about that one.
Who's going to have the last laugh on that?
I went through Perry during the Trump years.
Girl,
colon.
This was an awesome day. Wait, is that the subtitle? Girl, this was an awesome day.
I say, why not? I went through Perry during the Trump years. Colon.
Colon.
Girl, this was an awesome day.
This is an awesome day and other stories.
You did it.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay, HarperCollins, Hatchet, Penguin.
Simon & Schuster.
Who does memoirs? Who does humorous memoirs?
I don't know.
Because I got some.
Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. Do you have an imprint?
I got some stories.
You do have some stories, honey.
Well, this has been a fun time.
It has been a why did you make that face at me?
I'm trying to signal.
That it's time to wrap it up?
It's time to If I just did this with my finger, would that have been appropriate?
I could tell when you looked at the timer on the time code on the recording, and then looked at me and said, "Well, this has been a fun time." I like.
By the way,
Hercule Poirot. I pieced it all together.
Wait, can I just say something?
What?
That we've been out places. Oh my God, the damn cuckoo. Oh my God, I need another drink.
That, you know what the cuckoo means? You need another drink.
I went through buried.
Yes, we have a dishwasher and a cuckoo clock. Fuck you.
Wait, I got it. I went through buried during the Trump years. Colon. And I need another drink.
That's pretty close to what those subtitles end up being. You're getting in the ballpark now.
Am I like the Irma Bombeck of the 21st century? The child-free by choice Irma Bombeck?
I mean, that's a niche that needs to be filled.
I got to start writing.
There might be a
start writing.
Bunch of people writing books like that. I'm not sure. We'll check it out. But you do have to start writing.
Okay. But this is my point. We're going to wrap up. Fine. But my point is this. Sometimes we're out in social situations, if you can think that far back. And I've definitely wanted to go home. Mm-hmm. And I've done the look or the gesture. Mm-hmm. And you just do not get what I'm, you
can
don't
I,
pick
can
up
I
what
tell
I'm
you
laying
something?
Down. Can you I don't pick you? Up what I'm laying down.
Can I tell you something?
We have discussed this before, by the way.
We have discussed this before.
What our secret code word is.
Yes, and then we never came up with one. I can't believe we've been together. We're going to be married 10 years.
We've gotten a little better
month.
With picking up on the cues.
Yeah. But a lot of times when you're giving me that look or whatever.
You think I'm having a GI issue.
That's not even close to what I was going to say.
Because I think, actually do think it might be the same look as when I'm actually having a GI issue.
You're usually better about just telling me. Right, if you're having a problem.
I'll just be like, I'm fading.
Yeah. What happens a lot of times is you're giving me a look and it seems like I'm not responding to it. And we've discussed this as well.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm in a situation with this other person.
Uh-huh.
And I am waiting for this fucking person to shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Or take a breath. Right. So I can say, hey, we got to go.
Right. You know what we need an app. We need an app that if we just say a certain code word, then the app creates a phone ring. And then I'm like, oh my God. Then I answer it and I'm vague. And I'm like, we need to leave.
No.
This
is too much trouble.
There's a little bit of we need to go.
This is too much trouble.
I think that's kind of leaving with an air of mystery kind of thing.
No, but no. They got a phone call and then they ran out of here.
That sounds, you know what? And then they'd have a great night. They would get to talk for 2 hours about it and be like,
2 hours.
You're right. That's not cool. Cause I hate when people do that kind of shit. Yes,
of course. Talk about it for 2 hours.
Also, all I ever want to do is leave social situations.
I know.
This is my time. This is physical distancing.
You know what, honey? It kind of is. It really is.
I'm not saying I like the mandate side of it, the sort of mm-hmm. and the possible illness leading to death or killing.
Financial uncertainty.
Killing people.
Yeah, all of these things.
The other sides, those sides pretty much suck. Mm-hmm. Really, really suck.
Not the best.
No. However, not having to get out of a social situation taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, if you look hard enough, there's always a silver lining.
This is what Mr. Rogers tried to tell us.
Really? Every time? Because I think some people are in situations where there's no fucking silver lining.
No, well, I had more to say.
Oh, okay.
Look for the helpers. In times of distress, look for the helpers.
That's sweet.
Yes, and one of the helpers is this mandate that we stay inside.
That's true. We are. Yeah. We're staying in and saving lives. All right, everyone. Stay in, save lives, stay healthy, be well if you're going through stress.
Yeah, wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Wear a cloth face covering.
Yeah, we were. LA was told to wear cloth face coverings for essential errands and stuff like that. If you have to be around people. If you want to follow us on social media, we are StayFHomekins on Twitter and Instagram. And the podcast is available all the places that you get podcasts.
Yes, and please subscribe. And if you feel like motivated, you can leave a review. We read them and we love them. And people have sent such nice messages. We got that wonderful email. We didn't shout
out. That's right.
Next time we will.
Yeah. But but people have been saying nice things. You don't have to write to us. It's great that you listen. And we appreciate it. And we're all trying to get through this, together separately.
Yeah. Yes.
Any recommendations for people? Oh, we're going to watch. Are we going to watch that play tonight?
Oh, right. Are we going to watch it?
Yeah. The National Theatre in London is doing this thing where they're streaming plays for free.
Oh, yeah. Which we've seen before, like in movie theaters. Like we went and saw that like Benedict Cumberbatch thing.
Yes. We saw Benedict Cumberbatch and Frankenstein.
In a movie theater.
In a movie theater. Yeah. It was very exciting.
Because National Theatre Alive would do that.
Yes. And so they're releasing plays online for a week at a time. And starting today or yesterday was One Man, Two Governors, starring James Corden.
Which I've always wanted to see. I've
always wanted to see it too. I heard it was fantastic.
James Corden. I think James Corden is a really funny actor.
We've loved him since Gavin and Stacey.
Oh my God, that's something that people should binge.
That's a recommendation. That's what, three seasons?
Gavin Maybe two and Stacey seasons and a Christmas is special. One of the best comedies ever made. In fact, now I want to rewatch it again, and I've seen it like twice.
Hey, we'll probably get to it. But Gavin and Stacey is a great British sitcom.
It's the best, guys.
That was co-created by James Corden.
It's the best. I don't even know where you can find it.
They can find it. You can get it on iTunes. There's plenty of places to find it if it's not streaming somewhere.
Okay.
But I think, that'll do it for this
week.
It's
so good, guys.
It's so good. It's so good.
I never thought to recommend that as a binge.
Well, there's a lot of things. Look, you can't think of everything.
You know what? If you're feeling sad, turn off the news, turn on some Bill Withers, listen to Lovely Day. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Who is he and what is he to you? Great song.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the till you use me up. Do, 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 do.
And here's Bill Withers to take us out. What does that mean to take us out? Remember Bill O'Reilly? He got so mad.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, put the fucking lotion in the basket or whatever. Didn't he say something like that? Or he was like, Shirley, get the fuck away from the camera or whatever. Wait, what did he say?
He said, fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll fucking do it live.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Do it live. Do it live. This is the opposite of ASMR.
We'll see you next week.